T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play.
Happy Hump Day, everybody!
Hey, look at it. Hump, hump!
AKA Wednesday. That's for you, Joe. All now, right. Who's ready to play Beat Migs?
I'm not sure if I am.
Yeah, you haven't been doing that great.
It's been a rough go, thanks to Joe.
Yeah,
he's been my cooler.
Yeah, he has been the cooler. You're right. Yeah. You have to go in that studio, you know, where he is with the phones, and you have to...
Something about it, man. I don't know.
Energy.
I need better pep talks.
What is it that you say to Joe when he's falling asleep at a bar?
He karate chops him in the chest and then says, let's go, Joe.
Oh, let's go, Steve!
So, all right. Make this happen, Joe. If I do not see the karate chop, I'm walking out.
Okay. All right.
Well, taking on Steve today, we have Max from Seattle. Max, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, Steve, get out of here. Go get that karate chop.
All right. Thank you.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Max has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Death, Dream, and the Corinthian are all characters in what Neil Gaiman Netflix show?
Death.
Naranja is what color in Spanish?
Can you say that? Repeat that, please.
Naranja is what color in Spanish?
Death.
What U.S. president started their presidential term in 1969? Nice.
George Washington. George Bush.
No.
George H.W. Bush.
No.
Oh.
How many kids does Mariah Carey have with Nick Cannon?
3.
No.
2. 1.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce first appeared on the market in what decade?
70s.
Nope.
80s.
Nope.
90s.
Nope. What does the acronym AAA stand for? The Blue's Clues shows have had 3 different hosts along with Blue. We have Steve, Joe, and who?
Nick.
No.
Pat.
In pool, what color is the 4 ball?
Pat.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
Maxie.
Yeah.
Maxie. Well, you know what? This could be Steve's opportunity. This might be.
True.
How many did he get right?
1.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, excuse me. 2. 2.
Oh, all right. There you go.
There's 2.
Oh, well, he gets this. That's what he dropped.
Yep. Steve.
Deuce.
I feel
good. Joe chopped me. Then
here we go.
Then we got into a little role play action where he was Jennifer Flavin and I was Sylvester Stallone. And we reenacted how the divorce happened.
I don't even want to know what that means.
Well, we were wondering if maybe him getting the tattoo is the reason why they filed for divorce. Like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. I just decided to get butt kiss on my arm. And then all of a sudden,
it's like, you son of a bitch, I'm done with you.
Oh, wait,
I see.
All
right,
I played Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. He played Jennifer Flavin.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, no. I saw your face, right. And I figured I could put another bitch on my arm. Hey.
It's been 40 years.
Well, it sounds like you're
just,
that happened.
Awake. Did that happen? That was some improv gold right there.
Well, it was a lot better in the other room.
Oh, was it really?
Well, we were able to use more colorful language.
That's it.
All right, let's see if you're on it for Beat Migs. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Death?
I don't know. I was going to give it a shot.
Death, Dream, and the Corinthian are all characters in what Neil Gaiman Netflix show?
Sandman.
No.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
The hell's the other one with the guy with the big dong?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Mr. Manhattan.
No.
You're going to hate Vicky for the answer.
Not I.
The Sandman?
The Sandman.
Yeah. I almost want to give it to you, but
all right, we're killing
Naranja
time.
Naranja is what color in Spanish?
What?
Naranja is what color in Spanish?
Brown.
No.
Blue.
No.
Black.
No.
Oh.
What U.S. president started their presidential term in 1969?
Nice. Tricky Dick Nixon.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
How many kids does Mariah Carey have with Nick Cannon?
8.
No.
3.
No.
4.
No.
Oh.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce first appeared on the market in what decade?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
Oh.
What does the acronym AAA stand for?
Automobiles and stuff.
No.
Close. So
all access automobiles.
No.
Pass. Okay.
The Blues Clues shows have had 3 different hosts: Steve, Joe, and who?
Damn it! Those are the 2 I know. John.
No. Pete. So close. No.
How many did you get right?
Let's see. One.
Oh my God!
Is that
God.
One?
I give up.
Wow, Max!
Seriously?
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
How many did he get right?
Two.
Oh, the pitcher's duel.
You are really just
Vicky
so
screwed me on
Schneid.
That one.
Yeah, she kind of did, but I appreciate
it. I was trying to think, like, BJ would nitpick if I don't include and I even double-checked.
You're right. No, you're right. I said he would hate you for it, but I did not say that you were wrong for
you
it.
You said you wanted to give it to him.
Yeah.
You can give it to him.
No, you're getting
it'll be a tie.
You're getting this.
That was a rough one.
Good job, Max.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would be a hypocrite because it is called The Sandman. I mean, that is the name of the show. So it's just like we don't call it The Facebook. So we have to be specific.
I do.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, you're back in the Zuck days when it was just you and Zuck.
If I was like, I just watched Sandman, you'd know what I was talking about.
Yeah, well.
So you'd also think something's wrong with me if I decided to watch that show.
Yeah.
I know. I was kind of impressed that you knew knew what it was.
Yeah, but how about this? You would not. What if I said, I love that Metallica song, Enter the Sandman? You'd be like, no.
I mean, I'm willing to argue on, like, Foo Fighters versus The Foo Fighters. I feel like both work.
Yeah, well, what do they put on their albums, though?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you got
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, so I don't see a V on there, buddy.
All right, naranja is what color in Spanish?
Orange!
Yeah!
It is? Naranja? Yeah.
Naranja.
I wouldn't have thought orange. I'm trying, but I get it. I guess there's orange.
There's
nothing in there.
Fun fact, orange.
I don't know.
Naranja in Spanish is also the name of the fruit, just like in English. Orange.
Well, that's cool. I wonder if there are other languages where the color orange is not the same thing as like the orange fruit.
I don't know. If you do,
I just assumed every language it's the same thing.
So I said, come on, Senor Steve, you don't know your Mexican colors?
Yeah. Well, hold on a second now. I feel like that's what?
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. Nobody got that right. 2 kids. Nick 2. Cannon's the one that has like a bajillion, but
I think
she only had 2.
He did get the 2. That's what was his second one. He did get, he said 2.
Did he say 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He did. Yeah. I was looking at Steve's.
Okay. Yeah.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce appeared on the market in 1920s. Right?
I was going the wrong direction.
I would not have thought that, too, until I saw this.
That took them a long time to really, like, get the big appeal that they have.
I was going
to
say, that has only been, like, the last 10 years that people have been really talking about Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Do you think in the 20s they said we put this S on everything?
I think so.
I think that's what got people talking about it.
Yeah.
AAA stands for American Automobile Association.
Oh, you didn't give me a chance.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Why don't these questions, I want to kill both of the contestants today.
All right, well, who's the third host of Blue's Clues?
Oh, I wouldn't know that one. the AAA was how I was the man.
So close, Steve. Josh.
Josh.
Oh, Josh.
It's like, as you were asking that question, like, I got Steve, yeah. I got Joe,
yeah.
And then you asked the one that I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, that's why it's a good question.
So in pool, this is one that you didn't get to. What color is the 4 ball?
Oh,
4 is
green.
Yellow.
No.
Orange.
No.
Blue.
No.
Pink. Yeah, I would,
no.
How about red?
No.
Alizarin crimson.
How about chartreuse?
No.
All right.
Danny, any guesses?
Is it blue?
Purple?
Yes, purple.
Yeah.
F you, Danny.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Just because I'm better at billiards, BJ.
Oh, look at you.
And also, we named every other color in the color wheel.
Did, really?
Yeah, we kind of did. Yeah, we did. Okay, well, you know
well,
what?
Thank you.
Congratulations on your fine
performance. That's my fourth loss in a row.
Yeah.
Is that in the 8 a.m.?
No, you missed both yesterday.
I thought I won yesterday morning.
You did not.
Oh.
Monday morning you won first thing.
Yeah. Oh, see, I started off hot.
Hot.
You were still drunk from the weekend on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a bad hangover.
It really has.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Remember this. If you're speaking, Steve wants you to speak in a proper way.
That's just to show some energy and bring it. It's pretty simple, BJ. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Joe Dredd in Seattle. Joe, you're on The Rock, buddy.
Good morning, my friends.
Good morning, Joe. What you got, man?
So you had that story earlier about the woman that missed out on the job opportunity because of her outgoing voicemail message.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it reminded me of a story from way back. So first of all, in the 80s, before voicemail, we had answering machines, right? With a little tape cassette in there.
Right.
And in my 20s, I used to come up with some of the most hilarious outgoing messages to the point when people would call up over and over again and let other people hear the outgoing message, which
nice.
Got to be annoying. But at one point, I had hooked up with this chick. Let's just say she was very vocal.
Oh, you know okay. I mean. All right. So there we go.
And so I made a recording of her so I could share with my friends. But I wound up using it on the outgoing message for a while. And little did I know, and I find out years later, I had a girlfriend who had a cute little blonde who moved down to Fort Lauderdale. And she was doing this thing called Foxy Boxing where chicks were in the ring in like bikinis or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she was making such good money. She called me to say, hey, I'm going to fly out to Fort Lauderdale and come hang out with me on the beach and stuff. But she heard that outgoing message and hung up and immediately called the next ex-boyfriend. And he wound up living out there for 2 years with her.
Oh, look at you, Joe.
Backfired
wow.
on you.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I missed out on a free trip to Florida, and I probably could have hung out and had and probably done some debaucherous things with her and her friends. So, yeah, it sucks to be me at that point.
You're thinking you're the man, and it shuts you down.
Well, and then I'm wondering, like, I don't know, parents, like anybody else in your life, you know, siblings calling that number, or did you have a burner phone for your family? I mean, because there's people you don't want to hear that message.
This was landline days. This is way before cell phones. But
okay, so this was wow.
My friends know how I am, and they expect this from me.
Okay, and you didn't get calls from any family members who would care, I guess. So that's the thing.
No, I did not. It was gold, and I didn't leave it on there for too long. But it was long enough that I got screwed out of a trip to Florida.
Yeah, that's you know what? It was long enough to say sorry, Joe. You know what? You could have had this. But you already had this, apparently, so you're not going to this restaurant right. again.
Yep. Wow. Say goodbye to Florida, Joe.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, Joe's had quite a life.
Oh, absolutely. So earlier we were talking about voicemails. And, dude, sadly, we went to go find the old – because I mentioned how on the Migs cast, the voicemail greeting was from Animal from the Road Warriors.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I haven't called that number or checked that voicemail forever. I guess for some reason – the Google Voice number that it was on switched it back to just being a robot voice.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, so it's gone. I have to try and track it down.
Oh, that sucks.
It's kind of a bummer because that was like a cool little tribute to the Road Warriors, which were the wrestlers that made me fall in love with wrestling in the first place.
Oh, damn you, Google.
Yeah, Google, you know, that just screwed me.
You got scroogled.
Yep.
And you got scroogled.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
you didn't back it up, huh?
I don't know if I did or didn't. Somewhere maybe in like the,
all right, then.
In my millions of files. I don't know if I labeled it properly.
Oh, God, yeah. I know what your emails are like. I do not want to have to go through any sort of files for you.
Well, fortunately for you, you don't have to.
Yeah, good.
Right?
I don't love it. I don't care that much to do that work.
No, me neither. But we do have Danny's voicemail greeting that Malcolm, the big boy voice guy here for KSW, recorded for him.
Oh, I want to hear. So this is for Danny's voicemail recorded by our big boy.
Yep. You've reached Danny's phone. You might want to leave a message or something like that, please, though, okay? And thanks for listening to KISW as well.
Look at that. He's even promoting the station. Danny, I mean, I got to give you high marks for this whole situation.
Thank you. That was the first year that I was here, too.
I feel that was very low effort by him.
It really was.
It seems like he sounds annoyed to even do it.
Yes, he does.
That was right after
this
he gave
Danny's phone.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
fair.
You're the first year guy, which means you're the newest guy in the show. He probably doesn't really know you that well because he knows the rest of us. He's like, who's this guy? And next thing, now you're bugging me for a voicemail.
Funny enough, I brought it up to him this last live day, and he was like, that's, and I played it for him, and he was like, that's amazing. I can't believe I did that. Oh. And I was like, yeah.
I'm glad he thinks it's amazing.
We don't think it's his best work.
That's fine.
I feel like he needs to redeem himself.
Yeah.
I should give him another try this live day.
That's right.
Or like get like, you know, Taz involved, our production director, and have like all the like the lightnings. Like,
that's a great idea.
It is.
Yes.
Danny's phone.
There you go.
Boom, phone.
These are all great ideas.
I love it.
Yeah, these are all great ideas. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We have to give a quick apology to a lot of people on the text line because apparently every time we talk about Google, it activates their Google Assistant when we say the word Google. So
I thought it was supposed to be Hey Google. To get it going.
We just stopped saying Google.
I thought it was OK Google. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, you're right.
I think it's OK Google. Yeah, so I don't know why Google's just doing it on Google. It shouldn't do that.
Well, our apologies.
Yeah.
Google Play Maneater by Hall & Oates.
That's not horrible, but still.
Have you heard the song?
That's what I mean, but if somebody walks by the cubicle or whatever and they hear that, they're like, no, I don't like that song, and everybody can laugh. That's a good idea.
Hey, somebody said, hey, I just saw an old man walking on the sidewalk with his poles. Are we sure BJ's not playing hooky? From Sam in Renton.
Hey, Sam, it's not just for old people. I don't care. You know what? Those poles are for everybody. You get some poles and do it, buddy. You'll be happy that you did.
One text said, I saw that you guys got a bunch of spam yesterday, which got me thinking, what is your favorite low-cost food?
Who got the spam?
Yeah, so we have to give a big thanks to Sheila and Chris Morrison from Minnesota. We got a big-ass box, BJ, and we're like, what the hell did this come from? And it came from Minnesota. It was like $20 to ship it, and it's like 20 cans of spam, all different tastes and varieties.
Did we ask for this, or in some way, shape, or form? I don't remember why we would get this. Oh, look at you there, Steve, posing with all the spam.
I mean, a jalapeno one, teriyaki.
Wow. Hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy, turkey spam, all types of spam.
I never knew spam had so many flavors.
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, until yesterday, I didn't either.
Wow.
So if you need spam, we've got the hookup
in.
I almost would like to, so I'll have to take a look at those flavors again. I'll be willing to give it, you know, a try. It's been a long time. My dad loves spam. He was all about it.
Cook it up?
Yeah.
Or eat it. Can you eat it, not raw, obviously. Can you eat it out of the can?
I think you can eat it raw. Yeah. That's the idea. You're supposed to eat it raw. It was for the military, right?
I didn't know that you could cook it. Honestly, I thought it was, you were supposed to, because my mom used to make sandwiches with it.
Ooh. But you can fry it up and make it really crispy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should just bust out that teriyaki one.
Ooh.
All right.
Living on the edge, BJ.
Living on the edge.
Wow.
I'll take anything that's not spicy. Joey can bring home a can of spam. That'll be such nostalgia that, you know, when my mom passed away, because she was the cook of the family, my dad had to, you know, his go-tos were stuff like this. That and Underwood deviled ham spread, if you guys remember that. I don't know if they had it out here or not, but we had it on the East Coast. And just these little cans of meat spreads. Oh, they were tasty. You put them on a cracker or whatever. And,
oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken spread. I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm. And spam was a big part of my dad's repertoire.
Someone says the teriyaki spam is the absolute greatest.
Oh.
Maybe we have to bust it out.
All right. Bust it out.
All right. We're going to do a spam taste test.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
So, Vicky, I mean, so she opened up the can of Spam and gave us all like giant chunks. I'm just like,
oh, that looks like a normal chunk to me. You can do it.
I just want to try a bite. I don't want to eat the entire thing.
Yeah. You weren't specific.
Vicky, you're gonna do, that's a man's piece, Vicky. Good job.
I always see it sliced like that. That's why.
It smells, I mean.
It's horrifying.
My stomach is not happy right now.
I know,
now.
Vicky does not want to do this. It does smell kind of like a cat food.
It sure does.
It doesn't look like cat food, at least.
No.
That's it. Well, that's why you got to get the ground up Spam.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not. I mean,
I'm tempted to cook it on a hot dog cooker.
Oh, we don't have that kind of time.
I know.
It's been cooked. All
right. Yeah, I forgot the smell of Spam can put you off a little bit.
Who's trying it first?
I guess we're all going to try it. BJ, you're out.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. You got it.
All right. All right. Are we going to try this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do it, guys.
Teriyaki Spam Club for life.
All right. There we go. And, oh, Vicky did try it at least. Oh, Vicky's face is priceless.
No.
Yeah, she's done.
No.
It's edible.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
It's very soy saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the texture.
The texture I do not like at all. It's very mushy.
If it was fried up, I think it would be so much better.
It'd be crispy.
But...
yeah, fry this up, put it on an egg. Yes.
I kind of like it, actually. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I don't mind the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it tastes really good. It's the texture is getting me. I'm not happy.
Yeah, see, that's why you gotta put it on a cracker or something, because you expect that kind of texture to be with something.
It's just mush.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm eating my whole thing.
Yeah.
You can have
mine. Go for it, Danny.
It's like, have you guys ever eaten like a raw hot dog?
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Like, oh, yeah, you can eat it. Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can, and we did as kids, but I wouldn't do it now. It just does not seem tasty to me.
I did used to, like, get, even many, many years ago, back when, like, tofu hot dogs were, like, the only thing that was, I for some reason liked eating those, just, like, buy them at the store and just eat them, mm-hmm. and it had that kind of consistency and taste to it.
Yeah, so you're trained up for this.
Yeah, don't hate it. I'll never do that again, though.
Man.
I would eat it if it's cooked.
Yes.
Fair. Or put it in a sandwich with some mustard. It would taste delicious.
Oh, so yeah, Danny. Good call.
It's best with eggs and rice, and the Spam Cutter is amazing. I don't even know what that is.
You can cook
regular Spam in teriyaki sauce.
Is that a Hawaiian dish, the Spam and rice and all that? I feel like
it might be.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend makes a really good Spam fried rice. So she fries it all up in like little chunks, and then she like mixes it in with fried rice.
Oh,
good.
I feel like I want to cook that and have it like crispy.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really good. Someone said Spam is fried on Hawaiian sweet bread. It's so good.
Ooh. Oh, that's Hawaiian sweet. That sounds wonderful.
Is that like the King's Hawaiian bread?
Yes, I think
I like
so.
That bread.
You're right, man. That's good stuff right there.
Someone said Spam's the most popular non-fish meat in Hawaii. They put that stuff on everything.
Yeah, put that S on anything, man.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Joe Dredd from Seattle is back. He's on The Rock. What's up, Joe?
How you doing today?
Well, Joe, what you got for us, buddy?
Well, are you guys familiar with these jukeboxes called Touch 2s that you find in the bars?
Yes, where you have an app and you can kind of pick the songs from your phone.
Well, exactly. Now, that's where I'm going with this. A friend of mine turned me on to the app, and I'm like, well, this is awesome. I can sit at my bar, sit at the table, don't have to get up and go to the jukebox. I can play any song I want, And the thing that sparked this is the question on Beat Migs about how long is the song in a God of Vita. Because when you guys said that, I'm like, what, 17 minutes, 3 seconds? I know, because I play it on Touch Tunes.
That's funny. That's getting your money's worth right there.
Wow. So you go to a bar and actually throw that thing on.
Oh, yeah. Well, plus I'm hanging out with guys that are close to my age, and I always try to go for songs in length so I get the most for my money. I'll find live versions with drum solos and stuff so I get more bang for my buck, right?
Oh, Joe, if you did that around me, you would never hear the end of it. I would make you not want to play that song.
Here's the best part about this, BJ. What I will do is when I'm leaving the bar, I'll tell everybody goodbye. See you guys next time. I'm out of here. I got to go home. I'll get out in the parking lot. I'll open that app, and I'll Rickroll the whole place.
Dude, I have buddies that will just, like, as they're leaving, they'll program, like, the same, like, Britney Spears song, like, 6 times in a row just to troll people at the bar.
I'll play Christmas songs in the middle of summer, too. That annoys the hell out of me.
Nice. There you go. You know what? Best friend ever. You know, what could go wrong with an app like that?
No problem. Hey, guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
Take it easy.
I think on some of those apps, like, there's an override. I got to for the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Like, either to turn it off and put on their own music, or maybe, like, there's a button that's just like, skip this song. You're in control.
You know what? I like that. If they say on the app, go, hey, look, man, just so you know, you paid for this, but the bartender could say no.
And I think with those, like, I don't think you even have to be in the bar. You just have to have the whatever the code is for that bar. So you could just be sitting at home and be like, you know what? I want them to hear Chumbawamba right now.
It also gets really confusing, too, if you go to a bar that has multiple levels. I was in New York a couple months ago, and I was trying to figure out which jukebox to play, and I kept putting songs on, and the level I was sitting on would not play the songs, and I was like, so I'm playing it on every other level of this bar. It's like multi-story, and it was like on the patio or out back, and I was like, what's happening?
The best when you go to a bar, it's like clearly like, you could be like, oh, this looks like just a bunch of rockers in this bar. You know what I mean? And you maybe even before like a concert, and you just start playing techno or like hip hop or something or like teen pop music, like Hannah Montana or something like that. It's fun to troll people, BJ.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah,
with music.
Yeah. And you know what? People and the app people are making bucks. Like, this is great.
Oh yeah.
Nobody cares about the music; they care about trolling.
But it's so much nicer. And I mean, I like going to a bar where there's a jukebox, and I love posting up. And I remember going like to the Mecca a lot, and you just be like, you're standing in front of that machine. More nowadays, obviously computerized, but you're going through everything, picking the songs, and you're like, okay, I got 7 songs programmed. And then you sit down, and you're like, can't wait for these songs to play. But how nicer is it now? You don't have to like bone out on your friends to stand in front of a jukebox picking songs. You can just do it on your phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he said, I played Baby Shark at a bar. It was a massive hit. Yeah, if you have the right people, it's kind of like karaoke. When you sometimes you take a chance on a song, high risk, high reward. You never know.
I would John Belushi that jukebox if that happened.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, and if you don't know Animal House, he went and destroyed an acoustic guitar in that movie when he hated
my
it.
Love a cherry.
And it's just like John Belushi was like, no, you're not playing the acoustic guitar at this party. And he just grabbed the guitar and just smashed the crap out of it.
We had the vinyl for Animal House at our old college radio station. I would play that song all the time.
Oh,
just because I just
would.
Love that song.
Oh, God. Man. Well, I'm not going to go to the bar with any of you people soon, it seems, as the situation. All right.
Someone had a question. They're talking about a fast food place doing this, but I've noticed it's at different places. Like, how do you feel about establishments charging 8 cents for that same small paper bag that we've been getting free for years?
Yeah, this is a thing. Everywhere I go now, they're charging you for bags, but they're letting you bring your bags back in again. For a while, they weren't letting us bring our bags in because of COVID, but now every place I go to, they have no problem with me bringing my own bag in. So I feel like I've been having my own bags in my car for years that I don't ever use their bags.
See, I understand why some people are getting annoyed by it, but when you really do the math, it doesn't bother me. No. I know maybe I'm part of the problem. I don't care about my 8 cents, but you know, even if I went into a grocery store and got enough groceries that I needed 10 bags, that's 80 cents. Like I have 80 cents lying around in my car somewhere. I don't break into my car, everybody. But
and a lot of times they don't even count how many bags. They just kind of throw on like a blanket, like, oh, we're going to do 3 bags. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, total honor system.
Yeah.
Although nowadays I find myself when I go somewhere and it's like, would you like, you know, are you going to buy a bag? And I'm like, well, I need a bag, even though it's a small amount of stuff. And it's like for 8 cents more. And I look over and they have the little bag or the big ass paper bag. I go with the big-ass paper bag just so I can get my money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Get my 8 cents worth.
I'm getting my 8 cents money's worth.
And then what are you going to do with that bag? Oh, I throw it in the recycling.
Pretty much. Yeah. It then becomes the garbage for the stuff that I just bought because it's typically food that I'm going to eat.
Okay, sure. That's right, because they can go either way. It can be recycled or it can be compostable, depending upon what you do with it. All right. I don't know what they're doing with the money. It would be nice to know if they were actually paying their people more with that extra cash. That's a nice thing. I don't mind doing that. But if they're just lining their own pockets with profit, you know, I can see where somebody could get upset. It's like, geez, you're nickel and diming us everywhere. You'd like to know where the money's going.
It is funny that they have to make it I guess they have to make it a point because not everyone's getting a paper or a plastic bag. So that's why you have to say, hey, would you like to pay for this?
I think it's the paper bag stuff, Steve, because plastic, they never charged us for, didn't care, but now they can't use plastic anymore.
It's plastic bags as well, because it's still over at one of the grocery stores in Puyallup.
Still using plastic?
Man, we're not giving up on plastic, baby.
Really?
Slowly starting to transition more into paper, but there's still some plastic ones.
So they're charging you for that cheap-ass plastic that everyone says is destroying so I'm paying to destroy the environment?
To be honest with you, those cheap-ass plastic bags work better than those paper bags on some of these places. Those handles keep breaking. I broke a jar of marinara sauce because of it.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that.
Started on this.
All right, well, you know what? I'm sorry, Dolphins, but you have to understand that the marinara broke. That's now it's too bad. We're going back. I mean, I didn't know that. We got to get serious. We can't. I'm sorry, Dolphins.
My favorite, though, and I know they have to ask. I'm sure it's just part of protocol because they don't want to get in trouble. So, like, no matter how many things people are buying, but I'll be at a grocery store or somewhere and I've bought like 15 items. And they're like, would you like a bag for this? And I'm like, how do you expect me to carry this out of your store? Yes, of course I want a bag. But I know they have to ask.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because it's like, it's pretty odd. I mean, like, if I go to the pet food place and I'm getting like a bunch of canned food for Lulu. And it's like, there's no way I'm going to be able to carry this all by myself.
Oh, you could do it. You're going to save 8 cents. The guy's just like, come on, man. You could do this. Carry it out. You know, carry it out. Stack it. Stack all 18 cans on top of each other and see if you can make it to the car.
Someone says Walmart still using plastic bags in Bremerton. That's what's up.
I honestly
That's
don't understand. I understand how it can be in other parts of the country, but here in Washington State or Hawaii, as a matter of fact, I remember we got plastic bag shame there.
I'm pretty sure it's just like outside of King County, because I feel like a lot of everywhere I've gone outside of King County still uses the plastic bag.
Or they're slowly adopting paper bags.
Yeah, and very slowly.
Very slowly. They probably got like boxes of these plastic bags. We're like, we're not going to paper until we get done with all these plastic bags.
Maybe, yeah, right.
Then I am going to stand up. I am going to be with the texter on this. We never had to pay for those plastic bags before. They only started charging us money when they had to bring it to the paper bags. At least that was the story I was told. So why are we paying for plastic bags that were free before? What's changed? That's a really good question.
I have no idea. I don't have answers to these questions.
I prefer a plastic bag. Come on.
Because I use my plastic bags as poop bags.
No.
You can't really pick up poop with a paper bag.
You know what? I mean, this is a great insight to your complex life, but, you know, we get it.
I'm not the only person that uses their plastic bags as their poop bags for their dogs.
Which I also think is not a good idea because the ones that they provide you at the park are designed, you know, I think they're compostable, whereas those plastic bags are not compostable.
Oh. Well, what do you want from me?
I would like you to throw you save the environment a little bit. They give you free bags at the park. Why do you got to go use the bags that they say kill the dolphins?
This text says, bring your own damn bags, you planet murderers.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. See, there's that, too. I know. And besides, I love going to buy the bags that each store has. I mean, and then, you know, here's the problem I have. Do you ever feel bad walking into an establishment with somebody else's bag? Like, I go, oh, God, where are the
Trader Joe's bags? No, never.
I raw dog it when I go to all these stores.
Yeah, excuse me?
I don't bring a bag.
Well, that's why I was so happy to get a Kraken bag and a Mariner's grocery bag, because you can bring those anywhere. But if you bring a Trader Joe's bag into the enemy.
What do you think? You know, they're like going to let you in, or are they going to tackle you on the way out?
Like, they look at you with the Whole Foods. If you're at the Whole Foods, they go, what is it? What are you doing? What is this Trader Joe's? Are you trying to tell us something? What are you, being a jerk? It's like, well, you know, it's like gang colors. I don't want to wear the wrong colors into the wrong store.
So if you go into like an Old Navy, but you're wearing a Target t-shirt, are you going to be worried?
Well, first of all, who the hell is wearing Target t-shirts anywhere?
Me!
You have a Target t-shirt?
T-shirt that I bought at Target.
Not what that actually says.
That says Target.
Yeah, like
I thought you had a t-shirt.
Although I would.
Well, they don't know it's a Target t-shirt. I mean, it's not like Target makes the clothes.
Oh, dude. No, I see people out and about, and they're wearing a certain like Red Hot Chili Pepper shirt, and I'm like, I know you bought that at Target.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, all right. That kind of t-shirt. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't think of it that much. I feel like, you know what? You get to go buy clothes and go where you want to go. But when I'm bringing a grocery bag in, it shows I don't shop at that store. You know what I mean? I suppose.
Or maybe you shop at multiple stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get one thing from Target. You get another thing from Fred Meyer. Next thing you know, you're at Safeway. What am I supposed to have a different bag for every single place, BJ?
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm not monogamous. I feel like, you know, I want Trader Joe's.
They don't care if you're monogamous. They just want your money. They're like hookers.
That's the problem. But Hooker A is not going to want you to go to Hooker B, because if you keep going to Hooker A, they get all your money.
I don't think she cares.
No, she doesn't care as long as you're still coming to Hooker A. And
yeah, but the thing is, what if you go to Hooker A more, but you're not going to Hooker A because you go, I'm not going to see a Hooker A because I got to go to Hooker B.
You think way too much.
Well, you said that she wants money. Of course, she wants all your money, not just some of
it. She'll take any of your money.
Well, I understand that, but they want all of it, dude. I'll tell you, if Hooker A finds out, don't let Hooker A find out.
It's some or none. It's not all or nothing.
Don't wear Hooker B's t-shirt. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't do it.
Man, that was a rather aggressive jump. We went from grocery stores to hookers.
Who are we talking to by the name of Steve Miggs that it gets to that department?
Just trying to bring up something that maybe you could understand.
Yes, because I'm the one that always says, hey, could you explain it in hooker talk? I can't seem to quite grasp the concept here.
Exactly.
Steve, explain it to me on my terms.
I'm glad you put that out there. Yeah.
Thanks
for saying it in a way I couldn't.
Thanks, buddy. You're welcome. Really, that's lovely.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.